The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
State law permits roughly 170 exemptions, and many agencies say they don't want to lose theirs. Those include active investigations by the Departments of Health Professions and Medical Assistance Services, by the lottery and under the Human Rights Act, military installation records, and even building construction plans. Attorney Craig Merritt represents the Virginia Press Association.
It's very difficult and very daunting for the average citizen trying to determine what they can get from a public agency to open up the Code of Virginia and to work their way through that and figure out what the rules are.
He says it may be possible to streamline and adopt some general rules instead of carve-outs. Merritt says the group did address one concern about exemptions for the so-called working papers of public officials.
And that is the ability to use that to protect all sorts of communications and correspondence without limiting that principle to the deliberative process. A recommendation came out of this work group that we're going to try to get working papers corralled a little bit so that they're not broadly defined.
The members are soliciting public input as they continue their review. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.